Most likely. He hadn't spoken about it at all, but, you know, I know personally playing the Saints last year was a little motivating. So I'm sure, you know, he's got a little extra juice for this game. No, we've moved on from that one. You know, obviously they put it on us last year, but I think this is a different team. They're a different team. It's not one of those games where we feel like we need to get revenge.
What's changed in the secondary from this year to last? I mean, from that game to now, where you're at?
I think damn near every player, in the secondary. Yeah, it's different personnel. It's a different scheme. We're obviously playing really good up front, getting a lot of pressure, stopping the run. At that point last year, I think we just came off of Tampa, giving up a whole bunch of yards running. It was similar there. Couldn't cover the running back last year. Couldn't stop Calvin Johnson. But obviously, those matchups are a lot different this year. They don't have Calvin Johnson. Three really good receivers. One of them was he only behind Julio in receiving yards with Jones. So, I mean, and Stafford can throw the ball all over the place. They got a really good running back in Riddick. But, you know, this year we feel like our matchups are a lot better. But we still got to do a good job stopping the run, still got to get after the quarterback. And that's what's allowing us to play so well in the back end.
What's the biggest challenge in the comeback goal by week?
Well, the biggest thing is just making sure you're still in shape, you know, your body is taken care of. But the biggest thing for us is coming back from a bye week where you just won three games in a row is getting back to the basics that got you there and remembering, you know, how to practice the tempo, the demeanor, and not listening. You know, we had to sit back for a whole week and hear about how good we've been. And when you have a young team, you want to make sure you come back and it's you're grinding even harder than the first 3 weeks.
Is Carson susceptible to that at all, do you think, listening to the outside noise, or is his temperament and approach perfectly suited to him?
So far, I mean, he's shown no signs of change. He's still here early. He's still going about his work like a professional. He's still working on the little things. So now I don't see him falling for, you know, everybody jumping on the Wentz wagon.
Freddie Graham seems like he's doing something to impact play, just about every play. What have you seen out of him?
I think the scheme is helping him a lot. You know, they're taking a lot off his plate. You know, whereas last year he had to drop in the coverage a little bit, and he still could get pressure, but now he's able to put his hand on the ground, pin his ears back, and attack. And he's one of our best D linemen that can do that. When you talk about coming off the edge, he's powerful. He's got moves. I think his bull rush is probably the best on our team. And he's being productive, you know, week in and week out. I think the system obviously allowing him to use his skill set to the best of his abilities has been paying off.
Guys up front are clearly as aggressive a unit as any in the NFL. One of the ways offensive coordinators counter that is through the screen game. Can you just speak to how important it is for you as a guy in the secondary to come up and blow those screen passes up?
Yeah, so you know, a lot of teams when they know you're aggressive, they'll hit you with screens, draws, boots, all things that try to slow you down and make you think twice about coming harder next time. And the way we defend those is just move faster. You know, we see a screen, we need everybody on the field running to the ball. And the way you stop those plays is with population. And that's from the secondary coming up from wherever you are on the field to fit it. And then we got the big guys putting their foot in the ground and coming out of the stack. And so, you know, when people try to slow you down, you go faster. And like I said, population is what stops those plays. For the first time, I sat in the stands, which was an overrated experience, but it was cool. Nice cool day in the Big Ten, overcast as usual.
Anything surprise you about Jim Schwartz's defense week to week from what you're expecting coming out?
When I first heard, you know, Jim Schwartz coming in, you hear really, I had no familiarity with his defense, so just hearing what the media is talking about, this Y9, I just knew, or I know last time I heard Y9, that's been terrible for the safety. So, but once he got in the building, installed the defense, and you saw the difference, you know, you can see that this is going to be a disruptive defense that allows guys to play fast, and it's been fun playing in it. No, it's nothing near the Y9 that you'd seen in NFL history. He's got guys that are playing, you know, outside, but they're crashing down. They're aggressive. They're not running around blocks. They're running through people. And so that's a lot different from a safety. If I have to defend a gap that's only as wide as me, or I'm defending a gap that's five people wide, that's tough.
Doug talked today about during the bye week, some guys need to, you know, make better decisions. You saw Nigel, the report that brought a loaded gun onto a plane. As one of the leaders on the team, do you feel like you need to talk to some of your teammates about those sort of situations?
No, not really. I mean, I don't think there's been really many issues, nothing that's really distracting or hurting the team. Obviously, a couple of decisions that we probably wish we had back, but no, I don't think there's no need to really address it. And we don't have any more bye weeks, so we'll be here working every week. So nothing to worry about.
Does that bother you at all? I mean, Doug said he was surprised that anyone would carry around, you know, a loaded handgun. You know,
like. I mean, it's, you know, you talk about guns, you know, it's not unlawful to have one. So, and I'm sure many guys own them. It's just about being smart where you take them, obviously. But, yeah, it's nothing of concern.
Obviously, the Lions have really good receivers, but how much different does the offense look without Calvin Johnson here?
Not much difference. I mean, Jones is being really productive, and he's, you know, Stafford's feeling really good about throwing it to him. He's making plays. There are two running backs. One now, but Riddick is really well. They use him as a receiver, running option routes, getting open. You know, obviously, when you have Calvin Johnson out there, you can always, when you're in the jam, throw it up, you know, regardless of who's out there, if he's double-team, triple-team. And I don't see that, you know, that outlet anymore, but they're moving pretty efficiently. So we've got guys across the field. Whether it be Golden Tate, Anquan Boldin, you know, those are going to be good or important matchups for us as well.
Kind of a big stretch to you play like maybe three or four, four or five games on the road. I mean, it's important to get off to a good start with that, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you talk about, you know, most teams have a formula. You win all your home games and go, you know, 50% on the road and you're sitting real nice. And this, you know, this is an opportunity to go on the road and get a win. It's the only opportunity we got right now, so we're focused on it. And it's a tough place to play. Obviously, we learned our lesson last year about this place. You know, so trying to make sure that we come prepared.
Malcolm, I apologize if you've been asked this question, but you've been on teams that have won the Super Bowl. This team's 3-0. What's the key to, you know, succeeding when you've had success, if that makes sense, when everybody's talking great about you?
Yeah, ignore it. I mean, this is a league that, as loud as people praise you when you're doing well, the criticism will be just as loud as soon as you lose. So, for us, you know, we don't pay attention to it. We want to go 1-0 every week, and you know, it's a long season. And when you start trying to look at the end, you lose sight on the task at hand. So right now the task at hand is just preparing for the Detroit Lions as best we can, get ready to go on a road game into a hostile environment and somehow come home with a win.
Okay. Thanks, Malcolm.